Charlie 2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
At the Dewline blog, see video of the first Boeing QF-16 pilotless drone in flight. Up next, live fire trials at Holloman Air Force Base, New Mexico, where probably some F-22s or possibly even some operational F-16s will have a field day blowing the pilotless drones out of the sky. Plus, check out the video interview with Lockheed Martin F-35B crews following the second set of sea trials on the USS Wasp. Meanwhile, Aerial View Agosi reports that what first seemed a whim of aeronautical engineers is now a very solid trend. Developers of unmanned air systems want to extend their endurance dramatically, but that cannot be achieved with fuel-saving engines, only with aerial refueling. Needless to say, the Israeli aerospace industry is pushing hard to be master of this new era of UAS technology. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. Emirates has retired two of its 10 Airbus A340-500s and is breaking one for spares as sustained high fuel prices take their toll on operations of the four-engined aircraft. The Dubai network carrier introduced the ultra-long-range airliner in 2003, meaning that its oldest aircraft is only 10 years old. But the high cost of fuel makes the aircraft uneconomic to fly now, says Emirates Airline President Tim Clark. Incorrect data entry during a Boeing 777-300ER's preparation for landing resulted in the crews having to deal with an unexpectedly rapid descent and a low-level approach into Melbourne. The sudden rapid descent surprised the crew, who noted that the aircraft was too low for the approach. It landed safely. Emirates is closing on a deal to be a launch customer for Boeing 777X, but still has a lot of work to do around the commercial negotiations, says the airline's president, Tim Clark. We spent the summer working through the technical side of the aeroplane, and from what I can see, it looks very good. We will now look at the pricing and commercial aspects. So far, so good, but there's still a lot of work to do, he says. The last operational Vickers VC-10s performed the type's final flights for the Royal Air Force on September 20th before being retired from use. A final pair of Rolls-Royce Conway engine VC-10 tankers were due to conduct the sortie from RAF Brys Norton in Oxfordshire, bringing to an end a 47-year service life. Lufthansa has ordered 34 Boeing 777-9X widebodies and 25 Airbus A350-900s to replace its A300-400 and 747-400 long-haul fleets. The German flag carrier said in March that it would make a widebody order for the fourth quarter 2013 to replace its aging long-range aircraft below the very large A380 and 747-8. Following negotiations with both manufacturers, Lufthansa's supervisory board met on September 18th to approve the deal.